kind can come forth not but by prayer and fasting. Because when you spend time with God, where does faith come from? From God. If let's say I spend a lot of time from small with Leonardo da Vinci, even though I may not be a great painter, I will sure take some tips from him. And if I were like the grade 1 in my painting, at least I probably go to grade 7 in my painting, if not becoming a great famous painter. Right? It does have some effect on you. So if you spend time with God, you will automatically have the dribble down of greater faith. And that's why they are the two keys to increasing our faith. And when you spend time with God, you find that faith began to flow. You begin to think differently. And this is the sad indictment sometimes on Christianity. The reason why up to today, we have 6 billion people on the earth, and Christianity has existed for nearly 2,000 years, and all over the world, and talking about excluding the institutionalized church, excluding those nominal Christians who are not really knowing God, excluding all those things, the percentage of real born-again, fire, Holy Ghost-bred Christians is still a small percentage. Why? Because we don't really have the kind of faith to overcome the world. And then on average Christians, when you talk about, you know, sometimes when I talk to pastors, I say, look, Canberra needs a few churches, a few thousand in size. Oh, we have been here 20, 30 years. It's impossible. It's that kind of thinking and talking that prevents it. That is fear and unbelief. It depends on where you spend time with. Let me tell you, the average Korean who comes out graduating, you know, in Korea, because they're used to big churches, when they come out, they expect to want to have a 1,000-member church in Korea. Because that is their bare minimum. But if you're trained, you know, in a Bible school where you're so used to a normal church, is average church is 70 in size, and you're trained that way, you're educated that way. When you come, guess what? You're ready to just have a church of 70 people. But don't live in the world. Don't live in what people tell you. Don't live in what institutionalized Christianity tell you. Live in the Word of God. Pretend that you have lived in the Bible. Pretend that you were walking with the disciples in the book of Acts. You've seen the church 3,000. You've seen the church grow to 5,000. You've seen. And then you came out and you're graduate from the book of Acts. You came out into this little town called Canberra. What is your expectation? You expect to plant a church of thousands. Because you've been trained from there. So it's important to raise our faith level up. And just like the 4-minute mile, it was more a mental barrier than a physical barrier. You talk to any athlete, they realize that half the time, it's not the physical, it is the mental that tells you cannot do it. Right now, if you believe something cannot be done, if you really, really believe it cannot be done, your brain will go to activity and tell you 10 reasons why it cannot be done. But another person in your situation believe it can be done, and they pray and fast and seek God, somehow they have 10 different ways it can be done. So don't trust your mind, but just spend time with God and listen to God. And God will show you the way into the greater things of God. Let's pray.